The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
You're listening to the PVD Cast with John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 438. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. Well, let's talk about my guest that's joining me. He is one half of the Pro Wrestling Pundits. His name is DJ Joey Blaze, and he's going to sit down with me this evening and talk to you about what to expect at SummerSlam this weekend. That's right, the big WWE event emanating from Cleveland, Ohio. We're going to talk about who we think is going to be victorious, who might not be victorious, what surprises might come out of the event, etc., etc. And normally we do this with another individual, Ringside Rand, and I just want to throw it out there that unfortunately, Rand cannot join us for this recording. He is in South Carolina on vacation, but he has sent in his predictions and some bullet points he would like to discuss. So he will still be representing, so to speak. But before we get into the actual conversation, I'd like to just real quickly talk about a project that I am a part of called the C3. C stands for Anthology. Now, what this is, it's an anthology comic in which some great independent Ohio comic book creators have joined together to help fund a great organization called the Columbus Cartoon Coalition, or C3. Basically, indie comic book creators can turn to C3 for some help on various different topics, whether it's like how to table at a convention, to finding someone to collaborate with, etc., etc. And they got this great program going on through a campaign on Crowdfunder. And so I'm doing some live streams. I'm hosting their live streams. This past Monday, I spoke to a creator out of Toledo, Kelsey Crawford, and it's a great conversation. You'll learn all about the anthology. You'll also learn a little bit about some of Kelsey's projects as well. Next one that is coming up is on August 8th at 7 p.m. AJ Easterday is a comic creator. And definitely want to check out what AJ's got to say. So definitely check it out if you love indie comics. It's a great, great live stream. And there's not much more I can say about it. So let me go ahead and thank, of course, a great sponsor of the PVD Cast. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. They've got everything you need for your comic book fandom. Whether you're talking about graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, individual issues from any era, gold and silver, bronze or modern, they got you covered. If you are in Central Ohio, you need to stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. They're also online, so you can check out their website, wgcomics.com, and they're pretty active on the Facebook page. All you have to do is look for at WG Comics on Facebook. And I do it every single time I read this copy, but thank you so very much to the folks down at World's Greatest Comics for being a great sponsor of the PVD Cast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm throwing it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear DJ Joey Blaze and myself give you our thoughts, predictions, and opinions on this weekend's SummerSlam. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time to talk about SummerSlam for this year, 2024, emanating out of Cleveland, Ohio. And as you know, when it comes to one of these big PLEs or PPVs, I got to have the pro wrestling pundits on. So joining me is Mr. DJ Joey Blaze. Joey, how are you?
Too many initials. You said PPV, PLE. I'm glad you didn't say STD. But you're talking about time, and that's the confusing thing. What time is it? Is it Vader time? What time exactly is Vader time? Or is it Tiffy time? And what time is that?
That's
only
a great
only
question.
Time will tell, I guess.
You forgot about Miller time.
That's nothing to do with wrestling.
I'm sure somebody drinks some Miller High Life.
Bull Miller time?
Bull Miller time. Oh, hey now.
R.I.P.
So we are missing a pro wrestling pundit. Ringside Rand took a vacation. He's now in South Carolina, enjoying his trip, I'm sure. He did send over a few thoughts and opinions and whatnot, so I'm going to read from the text message that he sent me.
I think you misread that.
What do you mean?
I think he's in South America.
No, he's in South Carolina.
For his other job.
His
in quotations.
What's his other job? Stand-up comedian?
It just involves something with noses and white powder. That's all I can say.
Oh, okay. All right. So he's an Avon spokesperson.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, great. You know, I mean, it's 2024. He can certainly sell Avon products if he wants.
I mean, I just realized that women were allowed to play basketball, so it makes sense.
Oh, wait, what?
With WNBA.
Oh, you just now found out.
Yeah, I just found out. I saw Caitlyn Jenner was playing. And
it's Caitlin Clark.
Oh.
Yeah, Ringside Rand will be joining us next week when we run down the review episode where we talk about all of the things that happened this weekend in Cleveland. So,
and all of his incorrect predictions.
All of his, well, some of his, he has only a few predictions. I don't know if he has access to the entire card or not. I don't know. But what we're going to do is we're going to run down the 7 matches that have been signed so far. We still also have the go-home show for SmackDown. So this Friday, there could be a few other matches. As we do every single time we do one of these episodes, if there's anything that is signed after we've done recording, we will definitely talk about it as well on the review show.
I don't know what they could actually sign if there's 7 matches. They've been making these, what you call them, PLE. Is that what it is? PLE?
That's what they call them now.
What, that sounds like a Christian rock band. Is what that sounds like.
Praise Lord every day.
There it is.
There
That's
it is.
Myself
it is.
And John Orlando are going to start a Christian rock band, and we're going to Please Lord Every Day, the PLE.
There you go. Please Lord Every Day.
Yes.
I said pray, but I like please better. Please Lord Every Day. That
pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord every day.
Praise Lord
every day. Yeah.
There it is.
PLE.
All right.
There it is. Yep.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start off here real quickly with...
Can we play it at when Trump becomes president again? Can we play at the inauguration?
If we get an invite, I suppose.
Okay, all right.
All right. Anyway, our first song that we'll play in the set list is Jesus is One Righteous Dude. That is our... That's
it seems wordy. If the name of the band is 3 letters... That seems really wordy. Like, you don't want to have a song that's like half a paragraph. You just want to, it's 3 simple letters. We're the PLE. So.
There, I threw away the paper.
Okay.
There you go. Awesome.
All right.
Anyways.
Moving on.
Let's move on here. Let's talk about a match that I think has been altered, but I'm not 100% sure. So, Joey, I'm going to rely on you. It is the match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. We have the champion, Sami Zayn, taking on Bron Breakker. But I've also read in some other sources that it might be a 3-way dance between Breakker, Zayn, and Ilya Dragunov. Have you heard anything along those lines?
I mean, they've said some stuff, but I don't want that. As a fan, I don't want that. I mean, the Dragunov character is weird. I can see why people might be into it. I mean, he's got a good look. But it's weird. Like, this needs to be, and I'm going to go into my prediction a little bit. It just needs to be Sammy and Braun. It needs to be cut and dry. I think Braun needs to almost squash Sammy after the way that this feud has gone so he can cut this off and he can go on with an intercontinental title reign. And Sammy can go on and become part of the bloodline again and help Roman. We'll talk about all that and all those predictions too.
Well, look, I'm going to be first one to admit. I am not really a big fan of Ilya Dragunov. There's something about him that, well, quite frankly, there's nothing that appeals. There's nothing appealing about him. Like, I'm not sucked into his character. I'm just like, okay, so he's a dude from Moscow, Russia. Okay. cool.
He has kind of a catch-as-catch-can type of thing going on, too, like an old school, which I mean, I get it, but, like, I think just the whole character stuff like that, I think if he was just more of a tough guy, because he's got a good look, and I think he can work, but, like, when he's trying to kind of rely on a gimmick, because the matches he had with Gunther or Walter, whatever you want to call it, was so hard-hitting, and those were always really good, but the way it's translated over to the main roster of World Wrestling Entertainment, I'm not digging it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're right. If he was more of a brawler, I think maybe that might change my opinion on him. But for the time being, I agree with you. I hope that it is just Sammy and Braun, because I think they've put in so much work into getting Braun Breaker over, highlighting his athleticism, highlighting his, you know, background with his family, highlighting, you know,
highlighting him hitting the ropes in the ring, actually freaking moving.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say, highlighting the fact that he runs at 25 miles an hour.
I'm nobody special. I've been inside that ring. John's been inside that ring. John's seen numerous matches, but to hit the ring with such force. And I mean, we've watched big guys. I mean, you and I watched Vader hit the ropes in the same room. Mm-hmm. So, like, we've seen big guys do it. For him to hit that with such velocity and speed is just wild.
All right, well, let's go into predictions. So, who do you have winning this match between Sami Zayn and Braun Breaker?
If they don't let Braun go over, I'll start to question things. I love the direction of WWE, but if for some reason Braun would lose, I would question a lot of stuff. So I'm going to put Braun over cleanly in under 8 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. I'm even going to throw a time on there.
I'm writing that down on my sheet here. Under 8 minutes. Okay. I agree with you. I think that Braun Breaker, they've invested way too much into him to not give him the rub with the title. You know, Sami Zayn's done a great job of playing the underdog in this match, or in this feud, if you want to call it that.
He's done a great job with it, but now I think he's doing it too much. Like it was cool with the 1-2-3 kid, and then they kept riding the underdog thing with 1-2-3 kid, and then they had eventually give Walton some attitude. And the same thing with Zayn. Like, okay, we get it. You're the underdog. You beat Gunther, but like, it's getting old, dude. We need to move on to something else.
Okay. Well, let's check and see. I think that there was a comment here from
Ringside Rand.
Ringside Rand. I'm sorry. That is not accurate. He does not have any comments about the Intercontinental Championship match. He does have plenty to talk about when it comes to the U.S. title match. Should we go to that one then?
I'm game.
All right.
So you pick Braun as well?
Yes. I pick Braun as well. So LA Knight versus Logan Paul. I like what Rand has said here. Basically, Rand has an idea that since we already have The Miz as our, quote, guest host, end quote, and he's already in Cleveland, that, and we also have that history between Miz and Logan Paul, that somehow Miz interferes in the match, causing Logan Paul to lose and LA Knight to pick up the victory.
That scenario is pretty interesting. I mean, that would be kind of cool. I mean, being in Cleveland, you got the Cleveland guys going on there, but I don't know if it would break down that way. I think actually Miz's interference might kind of taint a victory for LA Knight. I think LA Knight needs to win this cleanly, because LA Knight has been going on a path of, you know, he was doing so well and he was on a trajectory to win the big title, right? And they didn't do that anything with him with that, so he's kind of hung out in obscurity. And they've had some funny stuff where he's showing up at Logan Paul's house. That's kind of funny the way he does it. And he's cocky and has a goofy time with it. The scenario is interesting, but I think it kind of takes away from him actually winning his first major title if there's a schmoz. So I actually see the was it blunt force trauma?
Yes.
The BFT is. I see him just hitting it with that, and there's a clean victory.
Okay. Well, I agree with you that I think that LA Knight is going over in this match. I think he has to. I think it's look, I hate to say it this way, but it's a nice, like, secondary prize to win, to have the U.S. title. I think that it's got the prestige. I think that LA Knight deserves it. With Rand's scenario, I think that that puts, I don't know that that's going to make people, I think people will become sympathetic to Logan Paul out of that scenario and not be rah, 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 LA Knight.
And I don't think it makes any sense, because The Miz is on Raw.
Well, that's true. That's very true.
I mean, if anybody would interfere, why wouldn't you have Johnny Gargano? He's on SmackDown as well, which that wouldn't make sense either. He's also from Cleveland. But I think something like this needs to happen too, because it can still keep LA Knight as a strong baby face and keep him separate from whatever storyline's going on with the new bloodline and everything that's going to be going on with that. Because Kevin Owens is kind of involved in that, Randy Orton. So you don't want all your baby faces kind of intertwined in that, all your top ones. So it kind of separates it out and it makes more sense for him to win and to win cleanly.
Who do you see, maybe if indeed LA Knight wins, who do you see would be a great competitor for him to take on for that U.S. title?
See, I think that's kind of tough. Like, what heels do you have that would mix good with him? And I think that's a great second question. So you sit back and you look, and I think the obvious one would be Carmelo Hayes, because I think Melo needs to be kind of keep getting bumped up to that next level. The thing that's holding him back more, I think, is his size. He can work in the ring. He's got a promo skill about him, and I think him and LA Knight could put on a good feud.
I was going to say Santos Escobar, because we've already had a few matches between LA Knight and Santos, and they were good. And since he's been missing for a while or not involved with LA Knight, it's an easy way to bring him back. Hey, you know, now LA Knight, the stakes are higher. You know, you got that title. I want that title. You know, before it was all about whatever, pride or whatever. But, you know, I think it's a good story. And I would like to see Santos Escobar escalated some.
And I think that's another good fit, too, because, I mean, it's another guy that they brought up from NXT. And I wouldn't say floundered, but I don't think they've done enough with him. I think Santos Escobar, like they've anointed Dragon Lee, but I think Santos Escobar is like the next big Latin star. I mean, you got Andrade there. Rey is aging. Dom's a great heel, but I think Santos is one of those guys that there's a lot of untapped potential. Mm-hmm. But same as with Melo. I think Melo, there's some untapped potential as well. And you know, I want to see them do something besides him not to have anything, and he ends up back in NXT.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see who they'll...
Now, I wouldn't put the strap on either one of them.
Oh.
I would let LA Knight run with it for a while, but I think either one would be good in a feud with LA Knight.
I would give LA Knight a very long run with the U.S. title. If he wins it, let's say he wins it Saturday, I'd keep it on him till maybe right before Mania.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, I think that would be a great, great run for him. And like I said, he deserves it. He's worked hard. And
isn't he like 43 years old or something?
Yeah. Like, well, that's the other thing. He's close to.
He's no spring chicken.
No, he's close to that mid 40s. I mean, why not give him the run?
And I don't think he gets enough credit with that either. And like they expect, like AJ Styles, 48 years old and still doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
Right. So these guys, back when we were watching the Attitude Era, they were making fun of the dinosaurs that moved over to WCW, and those guys were the same age.
Yeah.
You know, so these guys are doing something special at that age, and they still look great, and they can still work. So I think this might be one of LA Knight's last hurrahs. So, yeah, definitely keep the title on him for a while.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about a match that needs absolutely no build whatsoever. Excuse me, not no build. It needs no title, involved in it, because the build has been great. That's what I meant to say. And that is CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. Rand has down here that he believes that Punk and Drew has been the best story of the last year. All right. And I got to say that it's been really good. I don't know if it's the best of all year. I don't know if I'm going to agree with Rand on that one, but it's been pretty damn good, though.
The story's been awesome. I love long-term storytelling, and I like the stuff that DM Hunk has done off the... You know, off the normal path. Where did you see he took a picture with Jack Perry?
Yes, I saw where Drew McIntyre took a picture with
Jack Perry. That's funny. Like that. Here's the thing. This has taken, like, Drew McIntyre, never been a big DMAC fan, but it's kind of made him more relevant.
Yeah, I agree.
Like he's been able to show his orneriness. Is that a way to look at it?
That
can you be ornery
is.
as a wrestler with your charisma? So he's been able to show that, and he's been able to show his pettiness, and this is probably the most entertaining Drew McIntyre has been since he's been in WWE, then to TNA, then back to WWE, whatever. Like this is like his most, and that's what goes back to what Rand says as far as the best story. This is the most entertaining Drew McIntyre's been that I can think of. So that's what's made it such a good story. And then CM Punk is awesome with this too. Like CM Punk, it makes you look at when he left AEW, like it seems like it's an AEW thing. Like, mm-hmm. unless Punk's just like, I'm going to act totally different, but like, he's been a joy, not just to watch on TV, but seeing the stuff he's doing behind the scenes. He was on First Take this morning.
Oh, okay.
CM Punk was. So now he's doing stuff out. He's doing that type of stuff for WWE. And he said he went on record. If it was this type of WWE back when he left, he wouldn't have left.
Mm-hmm.
So he is reinvigorated and he's loving it. So you have both of these perfect storms. Now they're combining. Then you throw in Seth Rollins.
Right, which
was that a blouse he was wearing last night?
I have no idea. Real quickly, before we talk about Mr. Rollins and his wardrobe, I agree with you 100%. A year ago, I was bored out of my mind with Drew McIntyre. I could care less when he wrestled, but now I'm tuning in. I want to see what he has to say. I agree with you. This is the best that he's ever been in his career, and it shows. This match here could very well be match of the night. I wish they wouldn't have done the special referee shtick. I wish they would have left it one-on-one.
Well, I think we know where that's going, though, too.
Yes, I think we do know where that is going as well. But let's talk about Seth Rollins. Certainly an interesting take of putting him in as a special guest referee, but it does allow some flexibility.
It allows him to work but not work.
That's true.
Keep himself healthy.
That's a good point. I was thinking the best way to phrase it, but you did a very good job with that. so I think that we're going to see, do you think he helps Drew or do you think he helps Punk?
I think he, I don't think he helps anybody. I think that he goes to do something to Punk. He gets pissed off at Punk to continue that storyline. And I think that storyline is going to go to WrestleMania, by the way. Punk and Rollins. I think that's going to be, I think they're going to end up back at Mania, but I think this is going to plant that seed. Cause if you can go back to when Punk re-debuted and Rollins threw the fit, now Rollins is pissed. Rollins is going to do something to hit Punk and miss Punk and hit Drew McIntyre, causing Drew McIntyre to lose the match and CM Punk winning.
Okay. So you say CM Punk.
And why would you bring back Punk in his first singles match since being back and have him lose?
Well, exactly. I think that's the one glaring thing that makes this prediction for me a little bit easy to make. Because I think, I agree with you. I think that somehow there's a screw up and it is Seth Rollins who costs Drew the victory. My question is this, though. Where do you go with Drew McIntyre after that? Does he continue in this feud? Do they have one more match, Punk and him, and then we're done? Or, like, what do you think?
So I think that we're still going to have something there, and I think they're going to play this three-way to where maybe we might see a three-way match at Survivor Series.
Okay.
And then obviously Drew McIntyre drops off, and then we move forward somehow with Rollins and Punk not liking each other and them carrying that. I mean, I think you could carry the three of them maybe to Rumble if you really wanted to.
Okay.
If done right, because you've carried the two now since Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 5 months ago.
Right.
4 or 5 months ago.
Right.
So what's another 5 months?
That's a good point.
I mean, you saw what they did with the Bloodline. How long has this Bloodline angle been going?
Almost 3 years, I think somebody said the other day. And I'm like, you know what? Damn it. You're right. It's almost been 3 years.
So, what did Rand say? What was his prediction?
Well, Rand did not make a prediction on who wins the match. I'm going to double check here. He just commented that this was the best storyline of the year. So
he probably said something stupid like Tito Santana is going to interfere or something.
He did not. He did not include this.
He comes up with some weird random stuff in there.
Yeah, some wild and crazy stuff.
Some wacky wild stuff, Ed.
Yes.
You are correct, sir.
Ha, 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 ha. Nonetheless, I'm calling this match of the night, Punk and McIntyre.
I think that's a fair call. Okay. Definitely, I think that's a fair call.
All right, well, you know what else is a fair call? Is when you pick up the phone and you call the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics.
I did that yesterday. Shoot. Straight shoot. I called them yesterday, and we'll get back into what you're going to say here, but I called them yesterday because I'm looking for a special WWE comic, and that would be WWE number 20, with variant cover of the one and the only Honky Tonk Man.
Oh.
Which, by the way, cheap plug, he'll be joining me this Friday on Whatnot on our Whatnot stream. So I called them amongst many other. Nobody has it. So I had to order it off of eBay, hoping it will get here in time.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
But they were so helpful. They were very helpful.
Well, absolutely.
Amazingly helpful. Great customer service. Wonderful people. So nice on the phone. I gave them 5 body slams for their service, at least.
All right. Well, there you go. So, look, folks, I don't have to read the copy. You heard it right from DJ Joy Blaze's mouth, how awesome the store is. And you know what? So they didn't have the comic you needed, but that wouldn't deter you from going back there, right?
No, not at all. It makes me want to go there more, to be honest.
There you go. So you can check out the store if you live in Central Ohio. They're available, they're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. You can check them out online as well. Of course, WGComics.com. They're active on their Facebook page at WG Comics. And as Joey did, you could call them 614 area code 891-3000.
Do people still call places?
I don't know.
I wonder that. In the world that we live in, do we still call places and ask? I felt weird. It's something I should be able just to look up online, but I calling was weird. Hey, and don't forget too, it's not just comics. They have an insane amount of action figures.
Oh yeah.
Like myself being a connoisseur and a purveyor. A solicitor of such items, with Remix Collectibles. They have amazing action figures there, especially from every superhero universe you can think of.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely stop by the store. Check it out. Again, I want to thank all the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics for their support throughout the years. I really, really do appreciate it. And I'm also going to let the listeners know, my air conditioning just kicked on, but I'm not messing with it because it's hot outside and we're just going to deal with it. Right, Joey?
Like the famous musician Nelly said, it's getting hot in here.
Well,
I'm not going to that because I'm not taking off my clothes, okay, but it is. Well, it's getting hot in here, so anyways, that's why the air conditioning.
You know what? We talked about it. Let's go ahead and talk about it, if you will. All right.
About taking off our clothes?
No, not about taking off our clothes.
That's a different type of proposition wasn't expecting.
No, the whatnot.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. The Honky Tonk Man is going to be joining you, the greatest intercontinental champion of all time.
We're going to be shaking, we're going to be rattling, and we're going to be rolling on the whatnot. Guys, if you're not on whatnot, whatnot is, imagine eBay, but it's like eBay meets QVC. So funny, I was talking to a friend of the program, Al Brzezinski, and we were talking about it, and he's like, when we were watching one of my old videos, he's like, this is kind of like QVC. He called me Don West Jr., ha ha ha. But it is, it's kind of like that. It's eBay, but it's live auctions and you're on there. So what we're going to do with the Honky Tonk Man is we're going to present it in a different way. We're going to do some stories. We're going to talk. I want to do some interview stuff. It's going to be like us just hanging out. Imagine sitting there having a beer with the Honky Tonk Man, but he's going to sign some autographs with you. He's going to tell you some stories from the road. He's going to talk about all that. You're going to hear some things, and there's going to be some things that probably we're not going to talk about because, we all have that type of stuff. There's certain things we just don't want to talk about, and that's going to happen, but there's certain things we want to talk about because I'm going to tell you right now, Mr. Wayne Ferris loves to talk about himself.
I know.
But I love to hear it. I love to hear. Anytime, guys, you get a chance to talk to any of these legends of the ring, the stories you can hear. I'm not really into Jericho lately, but he does a thing that's called the learning tree. And guys, you always have time to sit under the learning tree. So if you guys have a chance, this is airing before we go live Friday, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's airing.
Okay. So it's 8:05 Eastern time on. We are Remix Collectibles. It's REMIXCOLLECTIBLES. Remix Collectibles there on whatnot. 8:05 Eastern Standard Time. I had to add the 5. I'm trying to go back to some old Atlanta wrestling. But 8:05 p.m. right after he's done it with WrestleCon. WrestleCon's going on this weekend too.
Wait, question.
What's up?
On the 8:05, are you going to be super pissed if the Atlanta Braves have to, go into extra
preempt
innings?
Me?
Yeah, they're going to preempt you.
That would be something if they preempted my whatnot stream. Maybe I should start off the whatnot stream with the end of Braves and extra innings.
You should.
But it's an old school one, Dale Murphy's up to bat or something like that. Lonnie Smith is on third, and they got a chance to win the game.
Sid Bream. is up to bat.
And Sid Bream, and he did play for, he was Pirates forever. Yeah, that's he your was a team.
Pirate for, yeah, for
but he did play in Atlanta. Fred McGriff.
Yes. Are you
Marquise Grissom?
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's a good one. Hey, have you already cleared it with the network in case you need extra time? You need the over.
I can go as long. We could literally party all night long with the Honky Tonk Man if we did wanted to, but Honky doesn't party like that anymore, as late in the night as it is. But he's going to have a good time. He's really excited for this, guys. Like, he actually, and I hate to take too much time of the PVD cast.
No, go ahead.
But his business manager, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Club Hollywood, if you will. Brandon, awesome guy. I know him through my girlfriend, Bridget. And we connected and we talked about it. And then we were at a Squared Circle Expo. His eyes lit up. Honky's did, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, this is cool. It's something new. And it's innovative. And you got indie guys like, you got Cardona. You got Myers. You got Victoria's on there. Hornswoggle. So you have people using this as a different way to not only interact with their fans, make some extra cash while they're at it. And it's like a virtual convention. So hopefully we can get him on there. Maybe it'll lead to some other talent. And maybe it won't be a one and done with Honky Tonk Man. I'd love to have him on again and maybe some other wrestlers. Maybe it'll get me Jimmy Hart. I would love that. Can you imagine having Jimmy Hart on there?
Oh, my goodness. You never get a word in edgewise, probably.
I'm okay with that because Jimmy Hart is a national treasure. So thank you for asking about that and me talking about that. We're really excited for it.
Okay, so again, that is Friday, whatnot.com, Remix Collectibles, 8:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And the Whatnot app.
Whatnot app. Thank you. Okay, you know. So there you have it, folks. Check it out. And I'll just tell you right now, I've been on shows with the Honky Tonk Man in my career.
But that was a little while ago.
And he was certainly entertaining with his many, many stories and opinions on some folks in the wrestling world.
And I don't think he'll be as opinionated as he's been in the past, but he'll be more than happy to share some stories, like talking about the Macho Man. Yeah, I know he likes talking about Randy. He'll talk about the Hulkster. Just gonna have a good time.
Cool. All right, let's get back into it. SummerSlam here. Let's run down the last couple of matches that we have. Let's go with the Women's World Championship match, Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley. I'm going to be honest. This one is a really hard one for me to pick a winner and make a prediction on.
You said hard one. I think that's like that for a lot of the Liv Morgan and Mommy Marks out there.
Anyways, all right. I'm going to go with, I'll go first here. This is tough for me because I can see a heel turn for Dominic joining Liv. But I can also see them keeping Mommy and Dominic together and it'd be a fluke win for Liv. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say that Liv wins because Dominic screws up again somehow and trips Rhea Ripley by mistake or something like that.
It's going to be presented as a mistake, but then either after the match or on Raw the neck on Monday, that's how it was supposed to happen.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a quote-unquote mistake at first.
Okay.
But it's going to be a legit turn. I mean, and I would just blame those jean shorts she wore two Raws ago or whatever.
So you're going with Liv?
I'm going with Liv, and I think that makes it interesting too because, okay, we've seen Mommy with the belt. She doesn't need the belt to be over.
That is true.
If you put the two together, I know Liv has a following and she's good looking, but I think she needs the belt more for her career than Mommy does at this point. So, and I think that's the only way you can have Mommy lose as a schmoz to somebody that's half her size. So that's why I agree with you kind of with the interference, but I think it's going to be presented as a mistake, but it'll be made as something that was with some vicious intent.
Well, Rand here says that he says one leading example of long-term story is between Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan. So he thinks that that is a really good long-term storyline, which it is. Absolutely.
Going back to when they were a tag team?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. So I think that that was good, and that's all he had to say about that. Here's my thing.
What is he, Forrest Gump? That's all I got to say about that, John.
Look, I think if they want to give Rhea Ripley a title, if they feel they need to, she can easily just jump over to SmackDown and win that title because as much as this is going to aggravate you, and I'm sorry, I hate to say this, but Bayley's really not setting the world on fire over there in SmackDown.
She's setting my loins on fire, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's totally different.
Okay. Okay.
Look, and partly because I blame the fact that they don't have anybody for Bayley to really compete with. Nia Jax, I'm sorry, over and done with her. Do not care. Did not build her to take on Bayley.
Is it that, or they don't have any direction for Bayley's character after she turned babyface?
Well, that's the other part of the equation, I believe. Yes.
Like, I don't think that they've, and I know we're still talking about the other, but I could go on forever on how Bayley, they turned her face, but she still dresses like a heel.
Yes. Yes, she, I agree.
Like, it's not really cut and dry, and she doesn't have the personality for a tweener.
No.
I think that's more the reason that you don't, is they just don't know how to present the character more than present a storyline. Like, they just, they're failing at the character there, in turn failing at the storylines for her.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that Bayley has to go back to having, like, the bubblegum, you know, cheerleading, kissing the fans or hugging the fans.
She can still kiss and hug me if she wants.
Well, I know that. But anyways, and the wacky wavy guys, like, you don't have to go back to that. But I mean, what's wrong with just having regular tights and being just, you know, the hair was kind of a little bit of a punk rock thing. Okay, you can go with that because we don't have a punk rock girl on SmackDown because Shotzi's out injured. So, but I agree with you. There's something that's not connecting with fans in the character. And then in the storyline, I think that why couldn't Tiffany Stratton get a shot here over Nia Jax?
Well, we're going to talk about that coming up with that match coming up too. Okay. Are we done with Liv and Mommy? Did we cover that? We're both saying Liv retains?
Yes, I'm saying that Liv retains as well.
Did Rand pick Wendi Richter?
Velvet McIntyre.
Oh, Velvet. Okay.
Okay. Anyways, so let's move on to Bayley and Nia Jax. They will be having their match for the WWE Women's Championship. We've kind of already given a little bit of our thoughts on this, but Joey, you had something that you wanted to mention, and I assume it has something to do with old Tiffy time.
First of all, I'm trying to figure something out with Tiffany.
Okay, what's that?
Is she hot? Now, here's why I say that. Is it the presentation? Is it the makeup and stuff? Or is she like the charisma and the stuff about her, that like the stuff that makes Bayley attractive to me? Does Tiffany have that? Or is she too fake? How do you feel as another fan?
Okay, as another fan.
And I'm not trying to be a chauvinistic pig. I think that type of stuff plays into how you feel about a character.
Right. Especially with Tiffany Stratton.
If you cheer or you boo.
Right. You're supposed to boo her because she's the obnoxious popular girl in high school. You know, right. That's what the character kind of is. And I can think back to my own high school career and say that there were a lot of very attractive girls I went to school with, but some of them were attractive because they put in a lot of work for their wardrobe, their makeup, their hair, and all that jazz. And so I feel like Tiffany Stratton falls a little bit into that. I don't know what she looks like without makeup or, you know, not, you know, in sweatpants and a t-shirt. I don't know. But the way that she is presented with her character, I think, yeah, I just think that she puts in a lot of work in effort for makeup, hair, all that jazz.
So the reason I asked that, to go back around the circle, is do you think she has put enough into her character to where we see a world title on her?
At this point?
Yes.
No. However, you got to start somewhere. So let's start on SummerSlam with Bayley and see what happens.
And that's where my prediction's going. I think we're kind of going the same way, maybe, because I see Nia Jax just completely obliterating Bayley. Just because they want to keep Nia as this big monster heel, even though she's lost a lot. Like, she keeps losing weight, dude. And people, I don't like Nia. You know, you don't have to like her, but I feel like she's getting better. She's losing some weight. She's moving better in the ring each time you see her. But it's hard to take her as a serious, like, champion because she's different.
Well,
So what I'm saying, though, is I think that she continues to do the thing. She controls the match. She beats up Bayley. Bayley is just gets the shit beat out of her, but she wins by a roll up, simple roll up, but she's just exhausted. And then here you hear Tiffy's music; it's Tiffy time, and I think Tiffy cashes in, and I think Tiffy leaves SummerSlam as the women's champion.
So you're saying that Nia Jax is the victor? No, Bailey is.
Bailey wins by just a random roll up, but she's exhausted. She's beat. She's had the crap beat out of her for 15 minutes in that ring. Very little offense, but she gets that roll up. That roll up, and then Nia's chat. Maybe Nia beats her up more after that, right? And then we hear Tiffy's music hits, and Tiffy cashes in.
Here's my thing. You know what? You said that fans don't take Nia seriously. It's because they screwed up booking her. And yes, I understand that was a few years ago, but it still sticks around. There's still fans that are like, this is not believable. We've seen her. Like I said, this is a match we've seen a million times, Bayley and Nia Jax. Who cares? I don't want to see it again.
Right, but I think it's tough to book somebody like her as well. I don't think it's that easy to book a woman of her size when she towers over everybody. So you got to do stuff with her, like put her in the men's Royal Rumble. You got to do things like that, I think, as well. So I think she's tougher to book. But regardless, however they do that, we're just setting the table for the queen to come back. Let's be honest. Oh, yeah. I think Tiffy will cash in, but I don't think Tiffy has it past Survivor Series.
Okay.
I think Tiffy will be, it's Tiffy transitional time.
Okay. Well, I also selected Bailey, although I don't have a scenario because for me, I just figure it's another victory over Nia Jax because she has so many anyways. What difference does it make? I was seeing that she probably hits her with the belly to belly.
Bailey to belly.
Whatever. Yeah, yeah, Bailey to belly. Sorry, Matt.
Is she going to be able to wrap her arms around her? And I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to be rude. But
I think she could.
Is she able to hit that, you think?
Yeah, I think okay. So. I think that's a pretty easy move to hit.
I like how Bailey's butts became part of the storyline, too, according to Nia. I forget what the initials she used for that. We were talking initials earlier.
I remember that, too.
Yeah, it's funny.
All right, our final match for the World Heavyweight Championship. It is the champion, Damian Priest, taking on the Ring General.
It's not Gunther. Our final match.
Why?
We have a match after that, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. We do. Sorry.
Get your shit together, John.
I'm sorry.
You got so worked up over Nia Jax over there.
I got so worked up over the Honky Tonk Man.
Oh, okay.
Him coming to talk to you. I'm very
shake,
excited.
Rattle, and rolling.
Anyways, this is our second to last match to discuss. How about that?
I like it.
Okay. It's the two that I said, Damian Priest and Gunther. So, what do you think?
Well, Mr. Captain Obvious with me thinks, how do you not put Gunther over? Like, I mean, he's been such an enigma since he's came to the main roster and held the IC title for so long. And he's done all this stuff, but do you take the belt off a Priest that fast? So I see Priest winning by disqualification, and I see Gunther getting another chance down the road where he wins it. I just don't see him winning at a SummerSlam as much as I want the Ring General to do it. But I think there's some sort of schmoz where Priest retains.
Ooh, that's a good prediction.
And I maybe a schmoz might be Finn Balor might be a part and cost Priest by DQ, but he keeps the belt.
I'm going the opposite from you, Joey. I think this is the time for Gunther to win the title. I think that this would certainly be a surprise for many of the fans in attendance and at home. And why not? Because they have built Gunther to be an unstoppable wrecking machine.
So I just think that it messes with a lot of other storylines.
How so?
With the triple threat we're talking about, or the match with Punk, McIntyre, and Rollins. I feel like Rollins will have to be a champion going into Mania, and Punk has to win Rumble. So does Rollins beat Gunther?
Oh, well.
That's why I feel like it's not Gunther's time. I think that his time is going to be sometime next year. That's why I don't think it's his time now, because we talk about the long-term storytelling. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rollins and Punk would be good without the title. I mean, you don't need a title, but I think we were supposed to see that this last year at Mania, mm-hmm. Punk and Rollins, right? So I think they want to keep that going for next time. So that's why I think it's not Gunther's time yet, because you can still have something happen. You can still have him beating the piss out of people like he did without a title. But he is going to win it. And I think I don't think he'll take out Roman Reigns' record or anything like that, or recent, but I think when you get the belt on Gunther, you're going to have to keep it on him for a long time. And I think that time doesn't make sense now with with the Rollins and Punk feud in the future.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm still sticking to it. I think Gunther, maybe one of the ways he can win is if you involve the other two members of Imperium.
Other two?
Yeah. Vinci.
Is Vinci still involved? I thought he got kicked out. Didn't Gunther beat the piss out of him?
Okay. You know what? You got me on that one. I don't recall that. That must have been on an episode I missed.
Ludwig's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's weird.
He's awesome.
He's still weird.
Like, I don't care. He's
like
awesome.
He drives a panel van and offers kids candy type of weird.
Oh, now.
There's just something off with that dude.
All right, so you got Damian Priest by disqualification, and I'm going with Gunther, and it seems that Rand does not have a prediction for this one. So
Rand picked Ivan Putski.
Johnny Rods, actually.
The Polish power.
All right, our final matchup, we have, of course, the Undisputed WWE Heavyweight Championship on the line as Cody Rhodes defends against Solo Sikoa. I really have enjoyed this new bloodline.
Really?
I have. I think because the movie buff in me sees this as just another great, awesome mobster movie.
I get that.
So for me, I've really liked it. Is Solo Sikoa as polished a performer as Roman Reigns? No, he's not.
But you got to learn at some point.
That's right. You got to learn.
You're going to learn.
That's right. Is Tongaloa and Tama Tonga, they're okay. They're fine. I think the best one out of them all is Jacob Fatu.
He's insane.
Yes. Yes. But
if they don't build him like they build Umaga, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I don't either. And I anticipate that they will be building him like an unstoppable monster for many, many months, and if not years in the future. But so I feel that Cody Rhodes, it's not time for him to drop the belt. I think that obviously somehow he is victorious. I don't know if it's because Kevin Owens gets involved or Randy Orton gets involved or somehow because they're going to stop the other members of the bloodline. Overall, I think Cody Rhodes wins somehow, probably just out of all of the chaos. He hits, you know, the crossroads and gets the victory. I do not think, and I'll go out there on a limb and say that I don't think we see Mr. Roman Reigns show up just yet. What do you say?
Adrenaline in my soul, Cody Rhodes is, I don't know. I don't even know the song. Anyway, well, first of all, I see what you're saying. You're going to see people try to run interference. You're going to see, and I think you'll see Randy and KO help with that and keep it one-on-one. Here's the thing. I think we see the wise man. I think he gets threatened by Jacob Fatu, and that's when we see Roman. I think he has Roman with him, and he leads Jacob Fatu in a trap. I think Roman saves the wise man, which causes Solo to lose track of the match when that happens. Then the crossroads, then the 1-2-3, with Cody retaining. So I think there's not a schmoz, so to say, but there's a distraction where Solo is distracted because, Roman's back. And he doesn't even have to be there live in the arena. Maybe something in the back area or something like that where it's on the Titantron or whatever that you see. Like, for some reason, Paul Heyman's there, you know, and like I said, Randy takes out one of the bloodline, KO takes out the other, and who's left to take out Jacob Fatu? But then that's when we see Roman.
Or we get just the music and no Roman.
You could do that,
too. You could do it that way, too. You could do that tease.
And keep building.
Especially if Okada's running music in the back. That'll probably happen with Roman Reigns. Oh, you missed that AEW joke. Never mind. Okay.
I just missed AEW, not by accident. I just don't turn it on. Thus me missing AEW. But that's a whole nother PVD cast. But anyway. So, but yeah, either way, I think we're all in agreement that Cody's going to retain. There's no way on God's green earth he's going to lose to Solo.
No.
Solo's not ready, but I think we're going to see one of Solo's best matches.
Oh, I think so too.
Because I feel like he has a lot to prove here. People are shitting on him in this role that he's been thrust into because he's never been a talker. So he's been forced to cut promos. He hasn't cut promos since he's been there. until he got into this. So I think we're seeing the evolution of a character, and I think this is going to be one of his best matches that we see out of him. And of course, you know, we're going to see the Asiatic Spike. Is that what it's called? The Asiatic, Adriatic?
It's the Samoan Spike.
Oh.
I think you're thinking of Terry Bam Bam Gordy with the Asiatic Spike.
Is that what that was?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Are they different? Do they use different hands? Or what if he's ambidextrous and hits him with both? And paralyzes,
same time. Well, and that's like the black mist with Muda. Like, if you got sprayed with a black mist, shit was on.
So check this out. WWE Prism's releasing first off the line this week. Because, you know, I'm a big sports card guy. Guess who's in the set?
Great Muda?
Yes.
What?
Great Muda. And I think he signs in it. I think he has autos in it.
Oh, man.
I'm hyped for that. I'm sorry. Nice. Like, I think that's great. I got to check the checklist, but I think he's in that. That you brought up Mood, I had to say it. But anyway, yeah, Cody retains, but I think we see a better match than what we expect.
Well, let's see. Rand says Cody defeats Solo, so we're going to put him down as saying...
Nothing long-winded from Rand on
well,
that one?
Yes, actually. The big question is, does Roman Reigns return in the words of Daniel Bryan? Yes. Wait, is he saying Daniel Bryan's coming back to win the world title?
Who knows what's going on with him and the weird shit that's going on in AEW with him, too.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Do you want me to explain that joke or no? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter what the joke is. Okay. I mean, you set yourself up for that, John.
I did. I'm glad. Well, I'm going to set you up for another one. I have a major question, though, to ask you real quick before we close up shop.
Major question. Should I salute you when you say that?
No, you don't have to.
Not a corporal
me.
Question?
Not
or
a corporal or a sergeant.
Sergeant question?
No.
Did you see the Slaughter now says that he wasn't in Vietnam? Like, he officially says that now? We all knew it was a work, but he now says that.
No. What?
Yeah, he just doesn't. I read something about Sergeant Slaughter saying that, you know, he doesn't say that he was part of Vietnam anymore. He said he was protecting a gimmick back then, but he doesn't live that gimmick anymore.
Okay.
So I think he felt guilty.
Yeah, and he's getting up there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he wants to, you know how sometimes older people want to fix the wrongs, if you will.
Right.
Or perceived wrongs, whatever. Okay.
So anyway, I'm sorry. You were saying
I was going to ask, you know, if you believe in Joe Hendry.
I think that is probably, of the whole year, it is probably a top three storyline going on right now in NXT. It is. It's amazing.
It is. Like, it's a silly gimmick. Let's just be honest. But goddamn, is it
But
over?
Silly gimmicks work.
Yes.
Like, I went back and watched a video of him and Elias. So they had a song battle. That's awesome. Like, so I definitely believe in him. If I was the WWE or I was NXT, I'd put the title on him.
Oh, right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he takes it to TNA.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing. Like, that would be great for both companies.
I was actually talking last night to friend of the show, DJ Steve OD, and...
He has a fantastic beard. Like, he has, like, North Pole level beard. Seriously, like, I want to rub it every time I see him. Like.
Anyways, we were talking about how just wild it is that folks from TNA are in NXT. WWE sent some folks to All Japan. Just what a wild world of pro wrestling we're living in right now.
It's amazing. I'm here for
great.
It. Then he probably followed it up with Trump sucks and AEW is awesome. I'm sure he followed up with those two things too, because that's what Steve
actually
does.
I'm going to defend DJ Steve OD.
What?
He did not mention either one of those topics.
Wow.
So haha.
Eggs he usually works one of those two in with me when he sees me.
Well, he knows what buttons to push with you.
He's like, oh, how's that prime drink treating you, WWE fan? Like, you know, like, I'm sorry, AEW, Mark, where all of our guys suck and they're all acrobats.
Well, you said that was for another podcast.
It is.
Okay.
There's only three people I like in AEW.
Okay. Who are those three?
There's two of them.
FTR. Okay.
And MJF.
He's got an FTR shirt on, ladies and gentlemen.
See, we're taking this full circle again. This goes back to the beginning of the show. We're talking about PLEs and STDs and torn ACLs, but I got FTR. What am I, a hillbilly now? I just turned immediately. We talked about Trump. I became a hillbilly. I'm talking about FTR here. So we got FTR. We got MJF. Those are the.
More initials.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. We gone full circle.
All right. Well, all right. Well, anyways. DJ Joey Blaze, where can folks find you on the internet if they want to talk to you about any great topics like toy collecting or pro wrestling, politics, etc.
Well, I think the best way to reach out to us is go to remixcollectibles.com. If you go to remixcollectibles.com, we have a link tree there. So like every one of your favorite OnlyFans workers, they have link trees, right? To take you to their Twitter, their Instagram. Uh-huh. You want to tip them, go to their OnlyFans, maybe their Chatterbait. Are you familiar with Chatterbait?
That thing's still around?
It's still around.
I didn't know it was still around. That was very much like... What, 2013?
Yeah, that was like an old school thing, but like they would have that in their link tree. Well, I have that. I just don't have the adult content. I can provide that for an extra cost, but I do not have that on remixcollectibles.com. But that'll take you to our Whatnot page. So where you can be, that's where you can find the Honky Tonk Man on Friday night with us. It'll take you to my eBay page, my Mercari page, any type of other social, Instagram. If you guys want to interact on Instagram, it'll take you to that.
Joey even has a link tree for his WWE Tout account.
Yes, Tout. We have, yeah. Tout. I forgot about Tout. I'm working on a YouTube. So maybe we'll see that by the beginning of the year. And I will tell you all about mine. I won't be secretive like Rand.
Yeah.
Like, what's up with that? Like, what is he, Fritz? Like, he's doing like Fritz the Night Owl type shit on YouTube. That's the only thing I would see him doing.
Yeah.
I don't see him doing like content like food reviews or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think he does on YouTube?
I think he does stand up comedy.
Really?
Yeah. I think he does. I'm serious.
What if it's like Fight Club, but for old baseball players?
Well, if Wade Boggs is there. Shit, we need to attend one of these fights.
Like, I want to see a Fight Club where he takes on Brady Anderson. I think. Remember him from the Orioles, that cocky SOB?
Vaguely.
Check this out.
Okay.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, all right, hit me with this one.
John Rocker versus Eric Davis.
I was just going to say.
You're going to say John Rocker, weren't you?
I was.
John Rocker versus Eric Davis, because Eric Davis had such a controversial relationship with Marge Schott and her racism.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Rocker, who's a blatant racist.
Yeah.
I mean, match made in heaven.
Or match made in hell.
Great pay-per-view.
Word. All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode.
Peace.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. DJ Joey Blaze and myself giving you a preview of this weekend's SummerSlam. And I want to thank Joey for coming on the show. And, as I said before, returning next week for the recap or the review show will be Ringside Rand. And so you have that to look forward to for next week to find out if we were right or wrong on some of our predictions. Let's talk about where you can find me if you have a comment about this episode or any episode for that matter. First off, you could shoot me an email if you'd like to. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is the email address. You can also leave me a message over on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Just look for @PVDcast. And of course, you could find me on X. My handle over there is @PVDMVP. Let me run down where you can find the PVDcast, just in case you want to tell some folks about it. First off, the easiest place to find every new episode is pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly. But it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets and apps. Just go to the search bar of your favorite app, type in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And while you're listening through one of those apps or outlets, please make sure to rate and review. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm. And of course, if you're rating and reviewing, you might as well subscribe so that you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. But there's one final way that you can hear this great podcast, and that is through the Facebook page of the PVDcast. Every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I play the week's current episode. And I will warn you that there have been a few weeks where the schedule got really jumbled. But I'm hoping next week to get it all straightened back out and making sure that those episodes kind of line up, if you will. But trust me, there's plenty of great ones from the past that you can check out. Again, just go over to @PVDcast on Facebook and you can hear those great episodes. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. Thank you very much for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. Following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2024.